Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of 1 Samuel, we finished chapter 14. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with chapter 15 today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready today as we start in 1 Samuel chapter 15 as we continue our verse-by-verse study of the book of 1 Samuel. And so I hope that you'll follow right along with us, have a good King James Bible, and also pencil and paper so that you can take notes. And we will be looking forward to having you write us and send us your questions as the Lord generates questions in your mind or thoughts in your mind that you may want to share with us as a result of this 15th chapter of 1 Samuel. Now, please understand, if you write me and you say, Pastor, when you get to verse such and such on this 15th chapter, please mention this. That won't happen. You say, why not? Because I'm about 7 or 8 chapters ahead of you in recording. So when you're listening to chapter 15, I will probably be recording chapter 22 or chapter 23. So I hope that you know that. For an example, today is the early part of May. It's May the 8th. And you are long past that. I think you're probably, by the time you listen to this, you're in the month of August, if not later. So I hope that you will do that. Now, also, let me ask you to do something else. Some of you take vacations. You go to Florida. And if you're in Florida, visit Central Baptist Church. We're located in Ocala, Florida. It's 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala. If you get to Ocala, you just come right on in and visit with us. If you're going to be here September 29th through October the 2nd, oh, do we have a special treat that time. During those days, we are going to have a Bible conference. It'll be on Sunday, both Sunday morning and Sunday evening, and then Monday through Wednesday. And the Monday through Wednesday services will be at 7 o'clock each night with 2 speakers each night. And we actually only have 2 speakers for the conference, Dr. Phil Stringer and Dr. Matt Costello. Both of these are great men of God, good Bible expositors, and I believe that you'll find much, much, much for your spiritual life. So take a vacation to Florida and also stop in and visit with us. And if you can come that week of 2013, September 29th, through October the 2nd, oh, it will do something special for your spiritual life. Well, I hope you have your Bibles ready now. And we're in 1 Samuel chapter 15. Now, I'm going to make some comments before I really get into the reading of the verses in order. A quick overview of this passage tells us God wanted Saul to destroy everything of the Amalekites, men, women, children, animals, everything, and spare not. Only one person was kept alive, and only the best of the animals were kept apart, and that was for sacrifice. So it doesn't sound Too bad, does it? They saved only the king of the Amalekites and only the best animals for the sacrifice. How does God liken it? He likens it to witchcraft, idolatry, and iniquity. And he rejects Saul as the king of Israel. So, what man thought was a good thing was a terrible thing in the eyes of God. My friend, you've got to look at life and you've got to look at all situations, not through the view of human logic or religious logic. Look at life through the eyes of God and biblical wisdom. And you'll always do right if you'll follow that idea. Now, the logic is there in verses 20 and 21 of this chapter when he says, "And Saul said unto Samuel, Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal." Well, as we look at that, the logic is, look, no, we didn't obey God like you think we should have, but we saved the animals for a sacrifice. In other words, I have a spiritual or religious reason for bending this rule. Look what we have accomplished. And see what all was destroyed. Goodness, Samuel, you're just looking at that one little thing, and you shouldn't be so bent out of shape. And usually that's what the world does. They see that when a preacher preaches the Word of God, as it is to men as they are, they think the preacher is bent out of shape. When he rebukes sin, they think he is bent out of shape. But understand, he's not bent out of shape. He's just going with God's message. They're not mad at the preacher. They're mad at God. They're only mad at the preacher for being a messenger to deliver God's message. Now, we need to understand there is a battle raging today between truth and error, between light and darkness. And that's going on throughout the world, not just in our particular religious circles or neighborhoods. And when we are indifferent, we don't respond rightly, we don't respond in God's side, we don't take a stand, it does matter to God. And we'll see that that is true as we go throughout this passage. These things do matter to God. And so we've got to learn how to stand for the Lord and do what is right and do God's will, God's way. I've had over the years, I've seen it with young preachers, and it's a shame it's young preachers, and I always mess up every once in a while, and I'll say to them, "Well, that's just youth." And that's wrong on my part, because I know that's offensive to a young preacher. I don't even think of it being offensive to them, and I'm not even trying to offend. But sometimes see them make mistakes, and I'll say, "Oh, that's just a lack of maturity." And in my mind, I say, well, adults don't like to be called immature, so I'll say that's just a result of youth. And, oh, boy, that is almost like you've shot their mother. And so I find out that phrase gets me in trouble. Yet, you find that when they make those mistakes, it is a lack of maturity. Now, in some cases, it is just out-and-out rebellion against God and deciding, I'm going to do it my way. I don't care what the pastor says. I don't care what the government says. I don't care who says. I'm doing it my way. Well, that person then is not only immature, but especially they're not walking in wisdom and they're not right with God. What Saul is saying here to Samuel is that our intentions are not evil. And so, because our intentions weren't evil, evidently it was all right. Now, I know of a preacher years ago that had medication in his desk, and he had vitamins there. I think he was supposed to take two or three of one and one of another, and he got it mixed up. He didn't look. He just opened the bottle, put it in his hand, and went on, took the ones, and he had taken the wrong ones. Boy, I tell you, he was in trouble there for a little bit. But his intentions were good, but it doesn't change the outcome. Good intentions are not what makes the work of God. It is obedience, doing God's will, God's way. We tend not to think of being just a little off-center as being rebellious. But being just a little off-center is stepping off the straight and narrow path for which the Lord has called us to walk. And you'll notice what you do not see. No one is telling me what to do. I did it that way because I felt like it. I am my own person. What's the matter with you, Samuel? Do you not want us to think for ourselves? My friend, you're either a servant to sin or you're a servant to righteousness. When you decide to go out of what God told you to do and the way God told you to do it and in the time God told you to do it, you decide to do something just a little bit differently because it's more clever. Just understand, you've gone from being a servant of righteousness and now you're serving sin. You're serving the devil. He's able to have that power then when you walk away from righteousness. No, the devil's power is not there until you walk away from the light. Jesus said that he that followeth him would not walk in darkness. But following him means doing God's will, God's way, according to God's word. It's doing it in God's time. And you get off that pathway, you're in trouble. I sometimes see missionaries, sometimes evangelists, sometimes others that will go into a church and they will try to make friends with the people as they're there for that day or for that week. And they try to enlist people, start sending money to them. But they don't tell the pastor or others that that's what they're doing. And yet they feel like, oh, there's nothing wrong with what I'm doing. Yet they would not go to that pastor. They would not go to that leader. And obviously to not go to them to tell them that we're going to do that tells me that they have a bad ethical problem, even though they may be involved in a good ministry.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.